We've all caught ourselves yelling at our phones, our computers, or our modems. It seems particularly easy to become furious at technology when it just doesn't work the way it's supposed to, or perhaps not at all. If this is happening to you, you're not alone. There's been a sharp rise in the number of complaints made to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman over the past year. We have an overall dissatisfaction with NBN services that has industry stakeholders most concerned. Tom Godfrey from consumer advocacy group Choice joins me now to discuss. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, great to be with you.
So how many complaints exactly are we making?
Look, it's tens of thousands of complaints, and they're up around 40-odd percent year on year. But when you drill into that, NBN, the complaints to that around the NBN are up about 150%. So a lot of us, although we've been promised this super-fast broadband and we're being transitioned across onto the NBN, a lot of us are finding that it's not all it's billed to be.
Why has there been this enormous surge in complaints, and with the NBN in particular?
Well, we know that a lot of people have had issues getting connected, and then speed issues, dropouts, disconnections. So it actually led Choice earlier this year to launch a national broadband monitoring program where we've actually put a number of boxes in homes across the country, and in real time we're monitoring the disconnections and the dropouts and also issues with speed that people are having, because internet now is just such a it's a basic service. We all need it. A lot of us need it to work, often work from home. So I think we're going to see this become a major, major battleground between consumers and businesses as we go forward. And what I'd encourage everyone to do, if you're having issues with your internet, it's really important that you record the time and the duration of the outage. Also, if you incurred any financial loss, you then need to take that to the retailer and say, look, this is what's gone on. If the retailer doesn't compensate you in some way, well, you can then escalate it to the ombudsman. And then beyond that, if the problem still isn't resolved and it's ongoing, well, then we believe you should be able to push to get out of your contract, because clearly the company isn't delivering you what you signed up for.
Where does South Australia sit compared to the rest of the country in terms of telco satisfaction?
Look, it's basically pretty similar across the country. So I think, you know, South Australia, like everyone, is suffering. And I think, you know, what we need to do as consumers is, again, get in front of the issue. So if you're frustrated by it, if you're having these issues, follow that process, record the outages, make sure that you take it up with the retailer. If the retailer doesn't satisfy the issue or fix the issue quickly, then by all means escalate it to the ombudsman, because look, we're paying a significant amount of money for these telco contracts, and if these companies aren't delivering, well then you need to call them to account.
Some would argue that the increase in problems is due to us as a society, our ever-increasing dependence on technology. Could it be a possible solution that we just spend less time in front of our computers?
Well, I think the fact of modern life is that technology, the internet now, is an enabler. It enables us to do lots of things, from basic things such as shopping, so getting food into the house, to paying bills. Obviously, there is also an element of entertainment as well. But a lot of it now is around utilities, just making sure that we can pay for and access basic services. So it's pretty fundamental that something like the internet in 2017 just works. And if you're paying a lot of money for super fast broadband, well then you should get super fast broadband.
What advice would you give to people who are experiencing such overwhelming issues with their computers and the internet?
Well, the critical thing here, a lot of people think because they're locked into a contract that they're stuck, they're just going to have to live with the issue. But this is all about making sure you record what is actually happening so that you can take evidence to the company and say, look, you promised me this service, I'm not getting it, and then present the evidence to them, escalate it to the ombudsman if they don't address it, and then because it's you've got the evidence, you've documented the ongoing problems, we think that gives you the ability to get yourself out of these contracts. So look, that's what I'd encourage everyone to do. Don't just sit there and suffer. Make sure you record the outages, log the issues you're having, record any financial loss, take it up with the retailer in the first instance. But whatever you do, don't just sit there and think that you're helpless. There are things you can do.
We're speaking with Tom Godfrey from consumer advocacy group Choice. Now, New South Wales could be the first state to mandate expire periods on gift cards. Now, we have I'm pretty sure we've all found one of those old gift cards and felt that frustration when you realize it's just out of date. So it's not quite fair, would you say, to actually mandate expiration periods on gift cards?
So the issue with gift cards is that a lot of us just leave them unredeemed, and it's, you know, millions, tens of millions of dollars every year in these unused gift cards. And if you like, an expired gift card is a little bit like walking into a retailer, throwing $50 on the ground and walking out without anything. They're pretty crummy products, really. And if you think about it, what you're getting with a gift card are just terms and conditions on cash. You're entering into a contract with the retailer, and that contract has some pretty terrible things that you've got to do. There's often activation fees, and then really short expiry dates. A lot of smaller retailers will have that gift card expiring after 3 months. Now, we think that that was ridiculous. We were pushing for an expiry period of 5 years, but the New South Wales government has found a happy ground, and they've come in with a 3-year minimum expiry, which we think is pretty reasonable because it gives consumers a reasonable period of time, a lot better than 3 months, to get in there and use the value that is on those cards. So I'd encourage everyone, if you have gift cards lying around, get them out, use them, because we waste a huge amount of money each year by just leaving them sitting in a drawer.
What stage of introduction are these changes at in New South Wales? Have they just been introduced?
Yeah, that's right. So they're going through a process now, a legislative process, and I think that the legislation will pass any day now if it hasn't already passed. So it's coming in, and I think the message here for other states is pretty clear. New South Wales Fair Trading is leading the way, and we'd love to see other states and territories follow suit and give all consumers across the country more time to access the value on these cards, get rid of those really short 3 month expiry periods.
Why is it so important for the government to stand up to these businesses, even if it's what feels like the smallest of ways?
Well, the issue with this is, like, it might be $5, $10, $50 for you, might be $50 for me, but collectively across the country, it's tens of millions of dollars, if not more, every year that's just being wasted. So putting in something basic like this 3-year minimum expiry period, we think, just helps protect consumers' rights and helps us then enter into a more reasonable contract with these products with retailers. So, but we think it's a pretty good move by New South Wales Fair Trading. And as I said, we'd love to see the other states and territories pick up on this idea and roll it out as well.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Tom.
No worries at all.
Tom Godfrey from consumer advocacy group Choice discussing telco complaints and a mandatory expiration period on New South Wales gift cards.